You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Dog Pound, become a Cleveland Browns season ticket member today. Secure the best seats at the best prices with flexible payment plans available. Don't miss the excitement at First Energy Stadium this fall with home matchups against the Broncos, 49ers, Cardinals, Redskins, Steelers, Bengals, Ravens, and more. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 for more information. That's 440-824-3434. Nathan's Gurr, Matt Wilhelm back with you here today. 216-578-0850. Again, 216-578-0850. That's the way to join us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got a big Jort Report poll question, and if you haven't seen it yet on Twitter, go to my Twitter, at Nathan Zagura, and basically the question is today, are male capri pants worse than jorts? I have a good friend, Zach Layton, very athletic guy, he's a CrossFit guy, and he's wearing these capri Lululemon pants that get tighter and taper. It's that Lululemon stretchy material, and I thought they were just absolutely absurd. So I took a picture of them, and I put them on there, and I want to know where you guys stand on those. So that's going to be in the Jort Report that's coming up when we return. We heard from the head coach, Mike Pettine, talking about some of the veterans coming in, some of the young guys coming in. The bottom line is this defensive line must be improved, and they are going to be improved. And one of the reasons is Randy Starks, and he joins us here in the Dog Bowl in Berea. All right, well, anyway, defensive line today, you had a big guy out there, Danny Shelton, who was absolutely mammoth in person.
He was.
Randy Starks, the veteran, is going to bring a lot to this team. We talked with Randy about this defense. Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Dog Pound, become a Cleveland Browns season ticket member today. Secure the best seats at the best prices with flexible payment plans available. Don't miss the excitement at First Energy Stadium this fall with home matchups against the Broncos, Niners, Cardinals, Redskins, Steelers, Bengals, Ravens, and more. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 for more information. That's 440-824-3434. Very pleased to be joined in studio here in the Dog Bowl by one of the new members of the Cleveland Browns, defensive lineman Randy Starks. Randy, welcome to the show.
How you doing? Thanks for having me.
We're doing very well. Last year at this time, people were very excited about the defensive line, the depth. A lot of injuries happened, and all of a sudden, that ended up not being a strength, this team finishing last in the league in rushing. This year, it seems like there's even better depth, better talent. You're a big part of that. What do you think of this defensive line room?
I think this defensive line has good talent. I think good depth. And I think we have a lot of young guys that are ready to play and contribute. You know, I'm very excited to be here. I'm glad. I'm happy with the talent we have here. So far, OTAs and minicamp, it's shown.
Randy, walk us through the process. You know, we were made aware by, you know, the Carlos Dansby's role in helping you facilitate being a Cleveland Brown. Just walk us through how that went, when it became reality that Cleveland was on your radar, you became attracted to Cleveland through that conversation with Carlos.
Well, you know, I talked to Carlos a lot, you know, ever since we played in Miami, so he hit me up and was like, you know, I'd love to have you down here. I say I'm cool with that. And you know, Asian or everybody else, they talked to the GM and they brought me down here. I came here, I was pleased with the staff, I was pleased with the scheme, and I was ready to go from day one.
So the defense in its second year under Jim O'Neill, it's your first year in this defense. You said you were pleased with the scheme. What do you think this scheme is going to be, and how effective can it be?
Well, it's been a while since I played in the 3-4. You know, I'm a big fan of the 3-4 scheme, so that was one of the things I was happy with. Also, very attack type of scheme, not so much reading like a traditional 3-4. So, you know, I think it's going to be attack first mentality, go out there and make TFL negative plays.
Randy, I'm gonna flip on the other side of the ball in the offense. You know, we are gonna be predicated on our ability to run the football. At some points last season, we were the best offensive line in all of football. What have you seen from going against the likes of Joe Thomas and Betonio and Mack and those guys as we've progressed through OTAs and minicamp?
I think we have athletic offensive line. You know, it's kind of hard to tell right now because
you
don't
have
pads on, but for the most part, athletic. They work good together. You know. Have some veteran leadership over there, so I mean, you can't go wrong with that.
Anthony Weaver, your defensive line coach, what's it like working for with Coach Weaver?
He's a good guy. He played in the NFL before, so he still has that personality. At the same time, he treats you like a professional. He knows what type of person everybody is. He don't treat everybody the same, and he just make you want to go out there and play hard for him.
Danny Shelton came back to OTAs after getting his degree. Xavier Cooper's been here the whole time. What have you seen from these two rookies? Obviously, you've had more time with Xavier than Danny Shelton, but What kind of players can they be?
Xavier is going to be an impact player. He's very athletic, you know, still working on a technique. That's with any young guy. Danny, you know, he's a big guy, big body. I can see him plugging up the holes. Still early for him, but so far everybody's doing good, and they're not really having any mental mistakes, and that's the first part of it.
We've had Jim O'Neill, defensive coordinator here in the Dog Bowl, sitting in that same very same chair, and his emphasis was on stopping the run. And my question to you is that being reiterated day in, day out on how good that you guys can potentially be with all your talent? You just have to buy into that scheme and everyone doing their own job and make it a priority to stop the run.
It has to be a priority, because if you can't stop the run, you're not going to win many football games. And last year we were last, and that's not going to get it done. And so that's one thing from day one since OTAs, stop the run, stop the run. And I think so far we've taken positive steps into doing that.
They have you working at 3 technique, 5 technique. What do you like to play here in this 3-4 defense?
Whatever the team needs me the most. you know, like I said, I played in 3-4 before. I played 3-5 in the shade, so I'm familiar, you know, up and down the line. So whatever call, whatever personnel's in, sometimes I might play 5-3. Either way, same to me.
When you look at this defensive line, you talked about the talent, you talked about the depth. You know, maybe you have an opportunity to work in waves. Do you like that, or do you like to be out there every snap, or does it help to be fresh and kind of rotate in and out?
I think every game is different, but for the most part, you know, when you rotate, you stay fresh. I mean, you don't have as many plays to make plays, but at the same time, you can go harder and faster with the rest. So it can go either way. It depends what type of game it is.
Something a little off topic, simply, you were part of a uniform change there in Miami during your time. The Cleveland Browns revealed their new uniforms. Is there a combination that you particularly like, and do you like the new uniforms here in Cleveland?
I think the new uniforms are okay.
All right.
You know.
Is there any combination you like best? The orange on orange? The brown on brown?
Probably all orange.
Okay.
Orange. I mean, the way the sport's going these days, I think the louder the better. So
there it is.
There it is. There's a little. You had a hint of orange down there in Miami with you there.
Yeah, we didn't wear those jerseys.
No, you certainly did not wear those.
We wore
those
all white every game.
Yeah. So, Randy, this defense is the team. They've come out and said it. Mike Pettine, your impressions of him as a head coach and the kind of culture, the toughness that he wants. You have a sense of that already coming in here in your short time with the Browns?
Yes, definitely do. He wants his team to be tough. One of the sayings is you can't be scared to get your nose bloody. And that's the mentality we're going to have going to week in and week out, is to go out there and play hard and whatever it takes to win, get it done.
Who's the most entertaining guy in the defensive line room?
I say Craig. He's a funny guy, always talking, always dancing. He has a lot of character.
Have you gotten to know Billy Wynn very well?
Yes, I've gotten to know him very well. You know, we have
a little
group
bit of a
chat.
Character, too.
Yeah, we have a little group chat going on with the D-line, and it's very interesting text messages.
Well, Randy, we certainly are happy to have you here as this defensive line looking to make a huge leap in 2015. You'll be a big part of that. Thanks for your time today, and certainly welcome to Cleveland, and enjoy your time off before you come back here for training camp.
We'll do. Appreciate everything.
All right, Randy Starks, big part of this defensive line overhaul here with the Cleveland Browns, a big reason why this line is going to be feared around the National Football League. We'll be back with more Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, right after this.